This right there, made out of wood and bakelite, is a cauterizer.
A cauterizer, a heated instrument that burns a wound to stop it from bleeding and keep it from becoming infected. Ouch.
I'm Tom Garcia. I'm the curator of the Metropolitan Medical Center Historical Collection and Gallery here at the Hennepin Medical History Center.
Located in the basement level of Hennepin County Medical Center, better known to most of us as HCMC, the third largest hospital in Minneapolis. The tiny museum has been in operation since 1974 and houses a gee whiz assortment of medical gizmos and widgets from yesteryear, like the humungo, but apparently portable, cauterizer used pre-World War I.
The equivalent of that machine that you see right there, which weighs quite a bit and obviously takes up quite a bit of space, are portable, disposable Bovie pens, if you will, that somebody can carry in the field in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's the size of a pen.
The artifacts at Hennepin Medical History Center go as far back as the 1890s, and it should be noted that all of them were used in hospitals that eventually became part of HCMC, like St. Barnabas, Swedish Hospital, General Hospital. Tom Garcia.
So it's wonderful. It's kind of like when people visit, or younger people today visit a museum and they might see the old rotary telephone. Of course, the regular visitor that we get is interested in medical history. So the History Center, if you come to visit, there are the galleries, what we could also call the museum, that is one museum, two galleries, if you will. We're also a research facility.
There's an EKG machine from the 1930s that looks strikingly similar to a radio. A really uncomfortable-looking baby incubator, a glass nursing bottle, a glass IV drip, and an iron lung.
And this was the Swedish School of Nursing uniform.
Elma Ann Lyon is a volunteer at the museum.
We have the uniforms of the different eras going back to 1897.
One of the most treasured objects in the collection might surprise you.
And there's going to be the star of the show right there, the St. Barnabas orange.
Here's the orange, 1906. This young man came to Minneapolis. His father had died, and there were five children. He came to Minneapolis to get a job, and he passed the place where they had ice, keeping the ice cream cold, and he'd grab some ice, suck on it. He got sick and was taken to St. Barnabas. He had typhoid from the ice, and he was there for 6 weeks, and no family could afford to come to see him. And he thought everybody took such good care of him. At one meal, he was given an orange, which was a real treat back in that day. He hid it under his pillow, and then it finally dried, and he carved it with St. Barnabas Hospital and the date. And then he gave it back to us. And when he was discharged from the hospital, he had to go see the treasure man. He had no idea what it was going to cost. And they asked him how much money he had. He had $65. And they told him that was the bill for his six-week stay. It was $65 for 6 weeks. And he eventually became the president of a bank in Albert Lea. He became a benefactor of the hospital. He was so appreciative.
His story is one that a lot of us can understand, because at some point during our life, hopefully multiple times, there's going to be a person, a group of people, a place, or a landscape that has a lasting impression on us and how we think about the world in which we live and how we want to treat others. And this man, certainly, his time spent here produced a very lasting impression on him.
This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.